It's 8 a.m. Eastern, February the 19th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $52,270. ETH is down slightly at $2,906. And Binance Coin is up slightly at $353. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours. The graph up 22%. Well, Bitcoin futures open interest on centralized exchanges has risen to its highest level since November of 2021, reaching $22.9 billion. This rise reflects increased trading activity amid Bitcoin's recent price rally, which has seen the crypto break 52K. Ether futures open interest has also climbed to $10.5 billion. The rise in open interest suggests heightened market activity and trader sentiment. Well, Vitalik Buterin has expressed excitement about using AI to help Ethereum developers spot bugs and verify code. He sees AI-assisted formal verification as a potential solution to Ethereum's biggest technical risk, which lies in code bugs. Buterin's comments follow his recent blog post discussing the intersection of crypto and AI, highlighting the potential for AI-powered players in various mechanisms. However, he acknowledged the challenge of maintaining security in open-source models, especially in the face of adversarial machine learning attacks. The Virginia Subcommittee on General Government proposed an annual funding of $17,192 for the state's Blockchain and Crypto Commission as part of a broader funding plan. The Blockchain and Crypto Commission aims to explore distributed ledger technologies and promote their usage within the state. The proposed fundings is for the years 2025 and 2026, with the proposal as part of a larger $23.6 million allocation for various departments. Well, South Korea's ruling People Power Party is considering including promises to allow spot Bitcoin ETFs in its campaign pledges for the upcoming general election. They also plan to review legislation to approve other crypto-related investment products and gradually lift the ban on institutional investment in crypto. The party aims to establish a digital asset promotion committee to propose laws and enforce regulations related to digital assets. These pledges are seen as an attempt to attract votes from younger citizens, as over 80% of crypto holders in South Korea are in their 20s and 30s. Well, Cathie Wood's ARK Invest sold about $90 million worth of Coinbase shares across three of its funds on Friday. The move came after Coinbase surpassed expectations in its fourth quarter earnings, leading to several analyst upgrades. And finally, Sui Blockchain has risen in popularity, surpassing Cardano, Near, and Aptos in total value locked in decentralized finance protocols. Since the start of the year, Sui's TVL has soared from $211 million to $593 million, with a $310 million influx from Ethereum in the past month alone. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.